It's Best Comments Extra. It's John Gibbons. I've got Adam Smith. We might have one more coming, but I mean, you always bring the extra. Famously, Adam Smith. You're as extra as it comes.
Do you want me to do like different accents? Just do I could do like various people.
How many accents have you got on your acting CV, and how many can you actually do?
Oh, I've probably got about 20 on my CV. I think the thing with accents, John, is that if you don't know what somebody actually sounds like, you'd never question them. Like if the first time I met you, I was just talking in a totally different accent, you'd never go, what's going on with this accent? You just think maybe I was brought up a bit weird or whatever. But as soon as you try to do an accent, like if I started to try to do Geordie or something now, you'd be like, well, that sounds ridiculous. And to an actual Geordie, it would just sound, you know, I'd sound like a moron. But that, you know, that's the thing about accents. If you don't know what I sound like, any accent I do, you just be like, yeah, fair enough. But as soon as you know what I sound like, any accent I do, you're like, you sound shit. That's a shit accent. Get out.
I'm trying to think now of who might have been putting on an accent all along.
Amelia. There's no way that's real.
I was thinking more someone famous. Like I was going to go with Nadine Coyle just because she said words a bit mad, like the odd word. So maybe she committed to a Derry accent.
She's got it. Like, she went in for the X Factor interview. And was like doing a Northern Irish accent. I was like, I've got to stick with it. I don't know. I was so nervous. I just went Northern Irish.
I thought I need to stand out somehow. Yeah. And I'm saying words, but I like both shouts. I like the idea. Amelia Bonner committed to being Welsh. She likes it or not, just did a voice once.
Did it one day. I was like, oh fuck it, I'm stuck. Now just stick
with it. It's nice to know what the show would be if it was just me and you. I've often wondered, and this is it. But we do need to talk about Liverpool Football Club, whether we like it or not. We'll talk a little bit about the squad before we get on to the actual press conference. He's taken some players we've heard of, he's not taken some others. I guess the noticeable ones, if you discount injuries, Virgil van Dijk, Salah, Trent and Alisson. Do you think that's the right decision? Would you have liked more? What do you think about those four not going in particular and the number of them?